This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. Right? I mean, you become part of the solution when you get informed, right? One of the questions I want to look into later on. Has America become lazy? Right? And maybe even a little self-centered? No, I have to ask because the more these articles that I read and I go to Campus Reform, great place. Great place to go to see where the pulse of, I'll say the pulse of the young people are. And when you look at this stuff, when you look at what they're saying, you look at the road they're going down, you have to ask the question. Anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. On this day, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show, okay? On this day in history, come on, anybody know? September 5th, 1774, First Continental Congress convenes in Philadelphia. You know, what's really funny is this really all starts, this starts right after the Boston Tea Party. And everybody wants to say it started because of taxation without representation. I always tell you guys, look up the list of grievances that they had with the king. Taxation was about 27th on the list. Really. Now, the First Continental Congress, to put it right in the face of the king, they met back on this day in history. It was the first time any transformative figures in human history known as the Founding Fathers would meet. John Adams, Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, John Jay, George Washington. They all came to the convention center. That's what I would call it. Carpenter's Hill in Philadelphia. To, you know, work through now the issues they were having with the king. Now, across North America, colonists rose in solidarity with people in Massachusetts. This is according to George Washington's Mount Vernon. You know, his papers that you can find in his library on this. You know, the one thing about these guys is they all took notes. They all journaled, right? The convention came after the wake of the Boston Tea Party. And the colonists responded to a new round of these taxes that the king pushed on them by dumping the shipments of British tea into the Boston Harbor. Now, Parliament doubled down. Right? They were just going out of their minds with these intolerable acts of the colonists. They closed the port of Boston. I don't, come on, guys. You know, this is the history. Some of you are yawning right now, right? This is the history that we keep forgetting, and then our kids don't know it because you don't pass it on to them. The schools aren't passing it on to them. And they don't know why we are where we're at and why we're here. They have no idea what the country was running away from. They have no idea why we're doing this. Right? So they closed the port. The Brits closed the port of Boston. They revoked the Massachusetts Charter. Severely restricted meetings of local government. They just really clamped down hard on the colonists. Now, they'd grown used to their self-rule. Colonial leaders now were stunned by these intolerable acts. They realized that the Brits' unchecked power to their financial freedom, their political freedom, and they had no representation in Parliament. They couldn't do anything with them. And they knew it was just going to get worse. Now, those founding fathers I told you about, they knew that the only way to beat this, now listen to how close this is to what's going on today. They knew that the only way to beat these people was with a unified front. They knew if they got together, they would be a force to reckon with. Would they win or lose? They didn't know. But they all had to be on one page. They all had to be pushing forward on whether this was going to work. Now, goods came into Massachusetts. Because remember, harbor had been shut down. They couldn't get goods in from England. So the other colonies, couldn't call them states, they arrived in Massachusetts from as far away as Georgia. By the late 1774, nine of the colonies called for a Continental Congress. Virginia Committee of Correspondence is largely credited with originating the invitation, getting everybody together, saying, we've got to do something about this. Now, the convention was seen across New England and in Massachusetts, especially as the rousing assertion of American autonomy. Great Britain, the stronger they tried to grab, the stronger they tried to squeeze, the more freedom the colonists wanted. There had been a rousing send-off in Boston on August 10, 1774. And a full view of the British troops, the late David McCullough wrote on the Massachusetts delegation departure for the convention. You got to go look it up in the John Adams biography. It had been a triumphal, leisurely journey of nearly 3 weeks with welcoming parties riding out to greet them at the town after town. They were fed and toasted. Prayers were said. Church bells rang when these guys went through. At New Haven, every bell was clanging. People were crowding in the doorways. Right? They wanted to see what was going on. Talk more about the First Continental Congress. Teach your children. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Matinho, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Please don't be part of the problem. Now, you've heard me say that a million times. And I just, again, it's a matter of getting you involved to the point where you really understand what it's going to take to do this. You really have to understand that it's going to take you guys working hard. Look, you've got, I've already got some of you sending me emails. And you're asking me, why bother voting? What are we doing? Why should we vote? How about this? Because you never give up. What do you think of that? You just never give up. I mean, unless you really feel like it's such a lost cause, you don't want to be involved, you don't want anything to do with anybody in any way. Well, that's one thing. Then, you know, take your ball and bat and go somewhere else. But seriously, you need to work through this stuff. And you need to make sure that, yeah, your vote counts. Every one vote counts. We've had people who have lost races, big races, by 35 votes, 17 votes. I mean, these are campaigns that I've been involved in. You know, I'd rather lose by 500 votes than lose by 5. Because then you start racking your brains out like, okay, who didn't I call? What didn't I do? All right. We're talking about how the First Continental Congress came together on September 5th. Right? So it's not just Labor Day. It's an important day for the country. There were 56 delegates from 12 of the 13 colonies. Georgia would not participate. The delegates were divided on a plan of response to the British policies. They were intolerable. They couldn't put up with this. They couldn't allow the Brits to put them under thumb every time they didn't like something that was going on. Right? Some preferred a more defensive and potentially violent course of action. So, what was it? It was called Suffolk Resolves, while others believed in peaceful protests like the Declaration of Rights. Send that to the king and see what he does with it. Despite these difficulties, the delegates overcame all kinds of obstacles, and they produced several highly significant results for the First Continental Congress. John Adams wrote, "This was one of the happiest days of my life. I couldn't believe the work that we were doing." Now, the most daring decision made by the Continental Congress was to adopt the Suffolk Resolves, which were written in Boston on September 17th. See, who can pull that together? Among other actions, resolves called for Massachusetts to boycott British goods, renounce allegiance to the crown, and stockpile military supplies. "This was one of the happiest days of my life," Adams wrote. Remember, these guys kept journals, they kept diaries. "This day convinced me that America will support Massachusetts or perish with her." Yeah, I don't know if they'd feel the same way today, would they? British redcoats marched from Boston on Lexington and Concord on April 19, 1775, in an effort to seize the colonial cash or weapons. They were met by Massachusetts Minutemen on the Lexington Green, and a gunfight started. Second Continental Congress was held in 1776, while the war was underway. The Second Convention would, on July 4th, 1776, do what? Come on. Right? They publicly severed America's allegiance with Great Britain forever, once and for all. It would not tolerate it. And you know, again, our kids aren't hearing this. They have no idea what this is all about or why it happened. That's pretty sad. Well, it's pretty sick, actually. Okay, we got, I don't know if you guys heard it, the new UK Prime Minister, Liz Truss. She won't be afraid to picking a fight with Joe Biden. I love it. I just love the fact that they're willing to stick up for their people. Right? Some are saying she's kind of got the mindset of Margaret Thatcher. So the new United Kingdom Prime Minister, Liz Truss, is likely to take a more forceful approach to foreign policy for the Brits, including with the U.S. Now, you got a whole thing. Let's be honest about it, okay? You've got some major geopolitical upheavals going on all over the globe. People don't know who to set their... They should know, but they don't even know who to set their allegiance with. Right? Truss is an experienced Conservative Party official who is currently the Foreign Secretary. And she is expected to be bring a hawkish stance on both Russia and China. She's also expected to emphasize the special relationship between the UK and the United States. But amid tensions across the Atlantic over trade and Brexit issues, Truss might be willing to push back harder against the U.S. I hope she does. I hope she wakes him up. I hope she does. Everybody seems to be falling in line. Right? Everybody seems to be falling in line with what Biden wants or what the globalists want. Now, one writer says, I don't think she's going to be afraid of picking a fight with Joe Biden over crucial areas of British national interest. She'll stand up to the... See, most of these PMs, most of these prime ministers, they're not looking for what's good with just their country. They're looking for what's good globally and how their country fits in. You should be looking good specifically for what's good for your country. And if it fits in with the globalists, fine. But you don't bend over backwards to make them happy to fit in with them. She'll stand up to the U.S. president where necessary. Miles Gardner, former advisor to former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, said that she has worked with the Heritage Foundation, the Conservative Heritage Foundation. She's a determined, feisty figure, he said. You know, I hope she is like Margaret Thatcher. Wouldn't that be cool? She's the most high-profile split between Truss and Biden could be on Brexit and what's known as the Northern Ireland Protocol. Now, that was negotiated with the European Union as part of Brexit. The agreement effectively leaves Northern Ireland a part of the United Kingdom in the European Union single market. Right? And it allows the Republic of Ireland to maintain as an independent country in trading. So, again, this is a lot more complicated than most people think. And Joey B. has no idea what he's up against and what he's doing. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
One of the suspects in Canada's deadliest attack ever was found near the stabbing sites. Police in Regina, Saskatchewan say 31-year-old Damian Sanderson's injuries were not self-inflicted. They believe his 30-year-old brother Miles is injured and on the run, likely in the provincial capital. Former President Donald Trump got his request granted by a federal judge. He wanted a special master to review documents the FBI seized from his Florida estate a month ago. The Justice Department says it's reviewing the decision. Liz Truss will officially be the new British Prime Minister on Tuesday. The 47-year-old will be the third woman ever to hold that office. She'll have to deal with pending economic and energy crises. China is accusing Washington of breaking into computers at a university that U.S. officials say does military research. Markets are closed due to the Labor Day holiday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Joe, 855-732. 5563. You know how I like to say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really the way to go. We're talking, you just heard it in the news just a second ago, about the new Prime Minister in Britain for England. She's the UK Prime Minister. Yeah, because somebody will correct me at some point. Liz Truss. I love the haters I have that, you know, really, really don't want to listen to the show, or they do listen to the show to find out what I'm going to say. And they love just making fun of me the next day on things I say wrong or what have you. It's like, really? What? I'm glad I pick up that much space in your head for free. Anyway, again, the White House under Joe Biden, they've really been not friendly to the UK, if you would. They've not been a help. And through this whole Brexit thing. They don't want it. The Democrats don't like it. They don't want it. They don't want England to be out on their own. God forbid that a country should decide to protect themselves. Right? To be in it for themselves. That should be number one. In it for yourself. Remember that in the UK, when they were, you know, part of the Union, even though they came up with laws, those laws could be defeated or questioned by, you know, another group that oversaw the laws in the UK as a whole. Right? The European Union. Now, the White House has been very unhelpful over the Northern Ireland, and Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, has made several threats to Great Britain in terms of sinking a US-UK trade deal because of the Northern Ireland issue. Now, Liz Truss, some people are hoping they're going to be more assertive in her dealings with Joe Biden. Much more assertive than Boris. You know, it's important that these countries, when they vote their parliaments in, when they vote their legislators and their representatives in, they're voting for their representatives. They're not voting for other people. They're not voting, in Germany for people in the UK. It's just crazy. she's not, she is tough on China. She's not liking what China is doing. She called China a systemic competitor. And she actually wants to go as far as to call it, and she probably will, an acute threat. Now, under Tony Blair, right, Gordon Brown, David Cameron, Theresa May, the UK sought to build stronger economic relationships with China. This is what got them in trouble. Look, we've done it here in this country. We're so dependent on China. We still want to be friends with China. We still want to make sure that China likes us. Partly because they've lent us $1 billion. Yes, that's a Joe number. They've lent us all this money. And we want to make sure we can keep getting money from them because, you know, we have to keep spending like nobody's business. It's just nuts. Right now they've got almost total control of our, you know, our pharmaceuticals. They've got almost total control, you know, of our manufacturing. Come on, we go to many of the countries that you buy from, many of the people that you know, they go to China to get things manufactured. Why do you think that is? No, honestly, why do you think that is? Because it's so much cheaper. They're not, they don't have the same regulations as we do. Really, seriously, this is ridiculous. So Biden has been called out for his disastrous start to the Labor Day weekend, or to the campaign, actually, as a whole. You know, it's really funny how many Democrats are cringing over that speech that he gave. But hey, you know, his team has been coming out and cleaning up. Hugh Hewitt made some interesting comments around this. He said, I think it's a face plant after face plant. Right? We go back to the semi-fascist thing. He said, then we go forward to the student loan bailout. Then we go forward to the red setting, the red wedding speech, which was much panned by everyone who was objective about it. And today you have a Wisconsin Democrat senator candidate not showing up with the president like Tim Ryan in Ohio. They don't want to be anywhere near him. He's got a 38% approval rating. And it's falling. Right? He can always get a crowd. He's the president of the United States. People want to see him. Even people don't like him. Right? And if nothing else, some union guys will show up. But he did a speech the other day when President Trump did his rally. Joey B was doing a speech in his hometown. He had a couple of hundred people. Couple of hundred people. The president of these United States could only draw a couple hundred people. Donald Trump, tens of thousands. They have to get a stadium. Joey B could probably get a small community theater. Well, really, at least it would look full. This is getting ridiculous. And people want us to believe that he was just so loved. That the people of America, though they love him, they think he's wonderful. Well, then get somebody, get people to show up to prove it. Even more lib logic. Governor Nuisance is at it again, or was at it again. I mean, think about something. He is screaming about getting everything electric. He wants everything electric by 2035. He wants your houses electric, all electric. He wants your cars all electric. He wants your power tools in the backyard all electric, no gas. He prefers they be battery operated because lithium batteries are so much better for you to, so much better when they're mined. I mean, they never talk about getting rid of them. They never talk about what it takes to get them, to mine them, to pull them together. California's been seeing, you know, heat wave of up over 100 degrees for, I don't know, 10 days now. Right? And they said the California grid operators say the grid strain is going to get much more intense over the next few days. And they want, now think about this. This is like comes a week after Newsom says that he's running for president. We all know this. A a week after he says, hey, look, you know, we got to save the planet. We have to, you have to make sure that we're going to go all electric in this state by 2035. You won't be able to sell a gas car. Right? So, right after he comes out saying that, the grid operators go, hey, 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 slow down. We need residents to make larger reductions in electrical usage. The grid conditions are being pushed to the max. We don't know if they can handle it. California Independent System Operators, they called CAISO, they warned Sunday that it is stepping up its call for consumers to lower electricity use. This is a result of historic heat that will put severe pressure on the grid. Now, they request that residents set their thermostats to a minimum of 78 degrees, turn off all unnecessary lights, avoid using large appliances, charging your electric vehicles. Should I say that again? Right after he said, go to an electric vehicle. They want you to avoid charging your electric vehicles. They want you to use as least amount of electricity as you can from 4 to 9 p.m. Now, starting in a day or two, the multi-day event is going to get much worse, much more intense. He said, we're facing a load forecast divided into 49,000 megawatts, and we're going to be shy. We can't produce that much. We'll have to have rotating outages. It's the only way to say, I mean, yeah, right. So what happens now? They don't want you to charge your car. They don't want you to do laundry. There's a whole bunch of stuff they don't want you to do. So I guess I don't show up to work. Or if I do find a way to make it to work, I'm going to have dirty, stinky clothes on. Amen. All right. Let's go for it. Oh, God. And then they play that little game to make you feel better. Oh, we thank you electric consumers for, you know, helping out here, saving the economy. I mean, saving the ecosystem. Just love this. Joe was your host. Go throw up. Come on back. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That is my favorite rejoin. Now, I'm not a Cher fan either. But she plays that Italian girl so well on that show. And frankly, that could have been, you know, in my living room with one of my cousins. In all sincerity. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. All right. I'm having some fun with the hypocrisy of the left here in California. You know, they're doing everything so well, so right. Now, sneakily, if you didn't hear the last segment... If you didn't hear the last segment, the governor of California, after telling everybody we had to move to electricity because we're killing the ecosystem, two days? Then the California electric companies come out and say, whoa, stop. We can't handle this. The grid is at its, you know, really being stretched to its fullest. And we can't have you putting any more on it. We don't want you to do your cars and all that stuff. But nobody wants to hear that. So, anyway, the governor kind of quietly, without anybody really knowing about it, he has signed an executive order to increase electric supply. Do you know how he's doing it? He's ramping back up the nuclear, one of the nuclear power plants, the Diablo nuclear power plant. Because it's the only way they can do it. And, but he doesn't want anybody to know. There wasn't a big fanfare. He didn't do a press release. He didn't have the, no, none of that. So now we've been 6 or 7 days that the grid operator has been screaming for us to stop using power, additional power. And this is going to be, listen, it isn't going to let up anytime soon. So they can only provide about 48 to 49,000 megawatts, right, gigamegawatts, whatever. And the demand is for 51 to 52,000 megawatts. So, I mean, literally, they can't provide the power needed to keep everything going. Apparently, we don't have enough wind to keep those wind turbines going and adding to the system. It's just amazing. And those solar panels that they probably haven't cleaned or maintained in years, all those aren't working either. Right? The state government, meanwhile, issued an environmental regulation in late August that prohibits the sale of traditional internal combustion engines after 2034. All new car sales in 2035... got to be electric vehicles. Well, we'll be out of here before then. I like my 380 horsepower car. When it comes to a good energy policy, right? California leaders, they're nowhere to be. I mean, there's no reality in what flows off their tongue. It sounds nice. It sounds pretty. It sounds good. But really, seriously, they're totally unplugged from reality. Temperatures are soaring. Residents are being asked to power down their everyday appliances. Air conditioners, over the long weekend, they're screaming about how much power they're pulling. They're doing rolling blackouts or brownouts or whatever they're calling them. This is the green utopia that Joey wants. Right? Joey and Gavin are on the same page with this. This is the eco left. You can put up with not having air conditioning for a few hours to help the ecosystem. Right? Now, here's the funny thing about this. I guarantee you that some of these guys, now maybe they have the battery backups or they have those Tesla batteries. Figure out what it takes to make those. Right? They're lithium batteries. Understand what it takes to make those. Then dispose of them when you need to get rid of them. And how long will they last? Well, we have the power out here in my home, for 3 days, 3+ days. Now you think about that. What if the temperatures were up over the hundreds, and I got 3 days of no power? Are you for real? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You've been back and beyond. I don't know if you heard this. The CFO leapt to his death. Yeah, he jumped. Accused of pump and dump to inflate company stock value. So he's playing some games with the with the stock prices. For what reason, I don't know. He was ID'd as the man who jumped from New York's Jenga building. Hey, if you ever get a chance, I thought that was weird looking. Look it up. Google it. Google the Jenga building. Quite an interesting building. Anyway. The executive vice president and chief financial officer, Bed Bath & Beyond, plunged to his death from the 18th floor of the New York City skyscraper on Friday. He was the subject of a class action lawsuit alleging that he and the majority shareholders, GameStop chairman Ryan Cohen, had artificially inflated the company's value in a pump-and-dump scheme. Now, Gustavo was 52, and Cohen are listed as defendants in the class action lawsuit filed last month. According to the lawsuit, Cohen approached Gustavo about his plan to accumulate shares of Bed Bath & Beyond and assume command of the company's publicly available shares. With control over that portion of public float, Cohen would essentially act as a price support for the stock, while Gustavo would act in a similar capacity by controlling the sale of shares. Under this arrangement, defendants would profit handsomely from the rise in price, and could coordinate their selling of shares to optimize their returns. Now, the funny thing about it is that very few people, well, I shouldn't say, that we know of, very few people get away with this. Right?
Hmm.
Cohen purchased a large stake of Bed Bath & Beyond, including call options of more than $1.6 million. So the lawsuit claims that it's a classic attempt to spark, you know, a gaming squeeze. It's a way for them to manipulate the stock to get the money, to truly get the money, major money out of it. It makes it look like it's worth more. He also sold, what was it? I think it was over $1 million worth of shares. Right? And he still owned quite a few. So he sold $1 million. He still held over $6 million. 855, yeah, that Jenga building's hilarious. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. Look, head over to mypatriot.com, okay? Right now, Mike Lindell's got a major sale going on there, but only if you use promo code Joe. If you use promo code Joe on your way out, you will save 70-80% on slippers and sheets and mattresses and pillowcases, mattress covers, sorry. All that stuff. Go check it out. Some of them are 2-for-1 sales. Some of the sales are 30-70%. I mean, this is crazy. But you've got to use promo code Joe, or you get bupkis. You get nothing. It's that simple. All right, what else we got here? Oh, Lori Lightfoot. God bless her. She doubts Governor Abbott's faith as a migrant bus arrives in Chicago. He professes to be a Christian. It's not the teaching of the Bible I know. But you notice that they never come back with something. They may pick and choose a scripture out of context, but they never come back with anything that really makes sense. Right? She says that him sending migrants to Chicago is racist. What, even if they wanted to be there? Huh, Lori? Aren't we supposed to be doing everything, bending over backwards to make sure these people have what they want, what they need, even though they've broken the law? She came out of a statement, she says she's questioning Abbott's faith. She said he professes to be a Christian, Lightfoot said at the press conference. This is not the Christianity and the teaching of the Bible that I know. I think religious leaders all across the country are standing up and denouncing exactly this. Really, where? Where? Which ones? Name them. I'd love to know. Lightfoot held a press conference about 50 more migrants bus from Texas reached Chicago over Labor Day. Abbott has been sending buses of migrants to liberal cities. You know what? Most of the cities he's sending to are the ones that got on his case for not keeping them, for not being hospitable towards these people just looking for a better life. Well, listen, Lori, you just said you've got all kinds of room. You can do this. You welcome them. So why do you care what he does? I mean, you'd be the better Christian, I guess. President Biden's inaction at our southern border continue putting the lives of Texans and Americans at risk. It's overwhelming our communities, Abbott said. He announced the first buses of migrants reached to Chicago. Now, think about something. D.C. is screaming for help. Right? He's only sent about 4,000 or 6,000 to D.C. and they're screaming for help. Texas is taking on tens of thousands. But nobody seems to get, because it's a Republican governor. Yeah. Just amazing. To continue providing much-needed relief to our small, overrun border town, Chicago will join fellow sanctuary cities of Washington, D.C., New York City, as an additional drop-off location. Mayor Lightfoot loves to tout the responsibility of his city to welcome all, regardless of legal status. I look forward to seeing this responsibility in action. All right, go get him, Abbott. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. We got two in the can, one to go. We'll be right back.